The book of Jeremiah is a major prophetic work that reflects theologically on the political and religious turmoil of Judah in the late 7th and early 6th centuries before Christ. So for some divine reason, the lectionary is favoring us today in bringing us this passage about politics. For those to whom the literal interpretation of the Bible suits them well, I'm sorry to tell you, but this pastor's in reference is not Jill, myself, Rick, or any one of us. By the way, the book of Jeremiah is a complex book. Some academics think that it's a collection of complaints, to such a point that even God complains. According to Jeremiah, God is outraged. The shepherds of God's flock, who were supposed to take care of them, happened to be a fiasco. They turned out to be more dangerous than wolves themselves. According to this passage, pastors, instead of building the flock, they destroy them. Instead of holding them together, they disperse them. Instead of having taken care of them, they neglected them. Those who should give them security were those who filled them with fear. Those pastors were using the opportunity to have power to take advantage of the flock. They were not thinking about the sheep. They were thinking about their own interests. The book articulates the anguishes, the reaction of the prophet Jeremiah and the bitter disputes of those around him regarding how best to respond to the looming threat of Babylonian aggression, the disastrous fall of Jerusalem, and massive deportations of Judeans. In a way, this passage invites us to reflect theologically about what is happening today in our world, politically in this country. Yes, the situation in Judea in those days were out of control because those who should protect the weakest are those who haven't taken advantage of them. I'm sure that just as these pastors made Jeremiah and God nervous and angry, some of us are always nervous about the people who should protect the weakest and most vulnerable people in this country. And it's from the side of the intimidated, persecuted, neglected, dispersed, and divided flock that God and things are seen in a different way. Fears and anxieties that paralyze us begin to float. Those fears are able to extinguish the hope that things will go for better. For the one who does not suffer from this fear, it's not difficult to accept reality as it is, lowering their head or trusting God as always. But on the side of the speechless flock, things are somewhat different. For the flock, it is normal to lose hope, to believe that there are no good shepherds and the bad shepherds have gotten their way, that God got out of hand the situation. So Jeremiah proclaims a truth that not only for private meditation, but for the public discourse of communities struggling to walk in faith. Jeremiah hopes for the healing of an incurable wound. And yes, it is possible that our communities are going through these difficult situations, and it's difficult for communities like that to give thanks and stop for a moment on those. And even when it's nothing new for us minorities, God invites people like us to become faithful pastors of those who do not have the capacity to defend themselves. Pastors among us who value the dignity of each person and who are ready to repair the damage that others have created. Because we could stay on resenting and bothering mode, hating the abusive and irresponsible people in power, but that does not help much. That's where restorative justice began to make sense. What humanity needs is an honest exposure of the truth, and through accountability and responsibility for what has happened. Nothing new happens without apology and forgiveness. Apologies for being indifferent and lethargic when reaction was needed, for sublimating racism and contemptuous attitudes toward others without demanding equality, and pardon for those who either through ignorance, bitterness, or fanatism have caused us wounds. To all of us, this morning, years of hard work are waiting for us. Times where we will have to protect the weakness, taking care of those who God cares about. As Jesus said, if you do this to one of these little ones, it's like you did it to me. Finally, God does not need anyone to appear doing justice out of nothing. God is justice, him or herself. The mystery of all ages, God in us, living righteousness, divine justice, walking in the streets, loving justice, sharing that seed without you or with you, besides you. Justice at the hand of those who need and seek justice. Amen.